Sitka police have closed the Abbott's home in a section of Monastery Street where Jason Abbott is alleged to have murdered his family in a brutal knife attack. Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt says at least five officers and two members of the state crime lab have been on the case around the clock. Homicides are few and far between in Sitka. Schmidt has extensive experience in law enforcement in communities around Alaska, but has never seen a case of this size.
This is a new one for me, too. And all domestic violence incidents are different, but this one was of this scale with this many victims and this many people dying, and the police actually responding while it was happening, which is not unusual for police to respond to domestic violence in progress, but with people that had subsequently died. That part is unusual.
The arrival of police on scene at the Abbott's home Tuesday morning, according to charging documents, likely ended the assault and possibly saved the life of Mary Rickards. Schmidt says that even though police officers, EMS, firefighters, and other first responders are trained to deal with traumatic events, he'll be keeping an eye on the emotional health of his staff as they complete their investigation into the murders. Everyone will be debriefed and given a chance to unload and referred for additional help if necessary. Schmidt is also aware that there is a process of community grieving already underway in Sitka, even for people who did not know the Abbotts.
The nature of this crime, it's kind of provocative. It elicits some sort of emotional response. Just the sheer violence and the number of people that were killed is stunning. It's shocking. And I think it's not just the department here. We're actively engaged and we're working and stuff. But I think that helps us process things, honestly, because we're working our way through it. But I do worry about the entire community. I worry about the neighborhood, the kids in the town, and certainly the school district and the tribe. I know there's a lot of people out there that are offering help. So if there are folks out there that need anything, there's definitely help available.
Funeral arrangements for the Abbott family and Charles Tate are being coordinated through the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. A fund has been established at the First National Bank of Alaska in Sitka. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.